Next Step number 359, April 23rd, 2015. Hey, this is Father Voskin, welcoming you to The Next Step, a very special edition of The Next Step on the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. This podcast puts it all together, taking the ancient, combining it with the contemporary, to look at the very fabric of our life through one of the ancient forms of spirituality on Earth, namely Armenoxy. If you're ready, I know I am, let's take welcome once again. I'm glad you're joining us today. Very special day today in the history of humanity. It was exactly 100 years ago that the plans were being put together, put on paper, and finally ready for execution on April 24th to mark the first genocide of the 20th century. A plan by the Ottoman Turkish Empire to say, enough of the Armenians, let's get rid of them. Annihilation, genocide, get rid of all of them. And it was 100 years ago that this plan was being thought of and ready for execution, but there was a snafu in it. The snafu was that they came across a group of people that had some incredible power, some power to transform, to take that negative and make it into a positive. And that power is the power of love. That's what I want to share with you these next few moments that we're together. There is much being said about the Armenian Genocide, 100 years, 100 anniversary. As you know, here on The Next Step, we've taken it into a different direction because just this morning, a couple of news items that came up. First of all, the Armenian Church canonized the entire group of martyrs, making them saints, making them victors in Christ. Just this morning also, we heard about children being killed, executed in Syria. Just this morning, we heard about the horrible and atrocious conditions in the refugee camps in Chad as the exodus from Darfur continues. And it puts things in perspective. We have a chance to commemorate a genocide. We have a chance to look at our problems, our difficulties, or we have a chance to look at some of the other issues in the world and direct our attention. That's what this podcast, that's what Next Step, that's what Armedoxy, that's what the In His Shoes mission has all been about. That's where we're going. Today I want to share with you a couple ideas and then we're going to fill it up with a lot of music. To me, music is the creative energy within the human soul. And we have an opportunity to share that music, share that creativity with the world. I want to take advantage of that for the remainder of today's podcast. But let me share with you a thought that came to me this past weekend. I was asked to celebrate the Divine Liturgy and offer the sermon at the St. Leon Cathedral. This was my first time at the cathedral to celebrate as a celebrant. And also, I had the awesome responsibility to commemorate the martyrs of 1915. Awesome because in history, this was the last time that the requiem service, the Hokiankist, was to be offered for those martyrs. Because in fact, as I mentioned a couple hours ago, in Holy Etchmiadzin, they were canonized. They are no longer victims. But we look to them and we regard them as victors in Christ. We don't pray for them. We pray with them. They are with us. And as I was at the St. Leon Cathedral and I saw the hundreds of people that were there, it occurred to me that what a beautiful opportunity for us to really shift our emphasis in the presence of the saints, in the presence of the community. Kahanaik yevzhogovurt haitsem kiken der parekut antnanchetsialsan havadov angalesmez novin husov. This is a hymn that we sing at the Requiem service. And it was, like I said, it was the last time that we offered it for the martyrs of 1915. It says, "We priests and people entreat you, O merciful and good Lord, with those who have fallen asleep in faith, receive us who have the same hope." The operative word there, same. Then we pray this. We sing this hymn, the same hope. What is the hope? What was the hope of the martyrs? That life would not end there. Life would not end on that cross. Because just as our Lord Jesus Christ went up to the cross, battered, bruised, no one thought that he would be victorious over the cross. But 3 days later, there they were at the empty tomb. The tomb was empty. He had resurrected. And so too with the Armenian people. 3 years after the genocide, already they had created an independent Armenia. Sure, many things happened. It wasn't a panacea. It wasn't a utopia on earth. It still isn't. You can't find that. But that hope is there. That hope for tomorrow. For a brighter tomorrow. And that's what we pray. We pray, give us the same hope that you gave to those martyrs. Now, we prayed this for the last time. Kahanaik Yevzhovut. For the martyrs. And this morning, they were canonized. The entire group of them. I'm going to put a link on today's show notes so you can check out the beautiful, very impressive, and very uplifting service. The words of our Catholicoi in announcing the sainthood of these martyrs. My great-grandparents were part of that. Many of you listening who have Armenian ancestry know what I'm talking about. For those of you who don't have Armenian ancestry, you know some of the difficulties that the world is plagued with, especially in war-torn areas, especially in areas where there is genocide. What can we offer them? Sure, we can offer them military power. We can offer them weapons. But the greatest of those weapons is the hope, is the love, is the faith. And trust me, these are weapons that you cannot fight back against. They will win every time. No matter what the difficulty, faith, hope, and love. That same hope that we offer has been offered to us by our Lord Jesus Christ, by the saints, and in this case, the saints of the holy martyrs. It was the last time we commemorated and we celebrated the divine liturgy with a commemoration for those saints as victims. But now, as Jesus Christ said, courage, the victory is mine. I have overcome this world. Those saints have overcome this world. The bigger question now is for us. How can we become part of that same hope? How can we receive that same hope? How can we become part of that larger family? When the women went to the tomb of Christ, they were greeted by an angel who said, "Why are you searching for one who lives among the dead?" They had gone to a place of death, expecting to find death. And the angel said, "No. He's living. Why are you searching among the dead?" The question that comes to us today, 2,000 years removed from that experience of the first Easter message, and 100 years removed from the Armenian Genocide, is why are we searching for death among the living? That too is a valid question that we need to throw out to ourselves. There is a living and vibrant community. Our lives are full of that life. Do we search for death? Do we put death in there? Do we find the examples, the metaphors of death? Or are we ready to take that bold step and replace that death with life. We've preached many times the power of light over darkness, the power of good over evil, the incredible power of love over hate. Now, if we believe it, we need to take the next step, implementing that love in all facets of our lives. I'm going to share with you a few songs that over the past 100 years have evolved. They are expressions of the human spirit of creativity. You've been listening to, in the background as I speak, to Udi Hirant, a master of the oud. Right now I'd like to share with you, start off, with a dear friend of mine, Gor Mkhitaryan, plays a song about the new day. This is a new day. Here is Gor Mkhitaryan celebrating that day with a song called Or.
He nets over by its nore order. Ես այդ կան ապսոսուշ հասկացա, ու երբ արմատներիս վերադարձա, ինձ գտաշեմ ին հիմ գանձարանի, դրան վրա պատրաստ կախված էր բանալին. Երկար ճանապարհներից ոգնած, ես պարկած եմ խոնավողին, հայացքս երկնքին հառած, այնտեղ ես ապրել եմ ժամանակին, այնտեղ մենք ապրել ենք ժամանակին. Ինչ եմ ես գործրել, ինչ եմ ես փնտրել, ինչ եմ ես գտել, ինչ եմ ես ստացել, ոսկի արծաթ և խանգարված քուն, վերջում փոշի ու տափակ քարի բեկոր, սա է այն ամենը, ինչ կգտնեն իմ տեղը, ինձնից հետո եկող ճամփորդները. Երկար ճանապարհներից ոգնած, ես պարկած եմ խոնավողին, հայացքս երկնքին հառած, այնտեղ ես ապրել եմ ժամանակին, այնտեղ մենք ապրել ենք ժամանակին. Երկար ճանապարհներից ոգնած, ես պարկած եմ խոնավողին, հայացքս երկնքին հառած, այնտեղ ես ապրել եմ ժամանակին, այնտեղ մենք ապրել ենք ժամանակին, այնտեղ ես ապրել եմ ժամանակին, այնտեղ մենք ապրել ենք ժամանակին. Երկար ճանապարհներից ոգնած, ես պարկած եմ խոնավողին, հայացքս երկնքին հառած, այնտեղ ես ապրել եմ ժամանակին, այնտեղ մենք ապրել ենք ժամանակին, այնտեղ ես ապրել եմ ժամանակին, այնտեղ մենք ապրել ենք ժամանակին. Այնտեղ ես ապրել եմ ժամանակին, այնտեղ մենք ապրել ենք ժամանակին.
That is Gor Mkhitaryan doing Or. How about Armen Chakmakyan, another wonderful artist who celebrates that creative energy. Armen Chakmakyan doing Birdsong. Now we're going to switch over a little bit more classic traditional, but still elements of so much creativity. Here is Ara Gevorkyan.
Thank you.
From Mara Gevorkian, we go a little bit more traditional. Here is Hovhannes Shahbazyan along with Ruben Matevosyan, one of my favorites.
Oh!
Do you feel that? Do you feel how it's growing on us? Yeah, no more tears. Today's a day to look at the beauty of the creative soul. Here is a dear friend of mine. We lost him a few months ago, John Bilizikjian, doing The Fisherman of Sevan. I couldn't let the day go by without remembering Johnny, so instrumental, excuse the pun, in keeping the Armenian spirit alive in the aftermath of that disaster known as genocide, and one which St. Paul today reminds us, death, where is your sting?
Thank you. mam Ciermak gaga czeka. Pięć bez mam was, bardziej ciamka. Jest im masi sarnem siru. Jest im masi sarnem siru. Parti champa, yes, imasis, saranem, si.
Hovhannes Badalyan doing Yesimanush Hayastani. That is a Yerisha Chanin's poem brought to life with rhythms, with hymns, with melodies. In a manner that nobody else, I don't think, could top that. Hovhannes Badalyan. Here is one more for you. Was Bambir off the Quake album. Avant-garde Armenian folk music. Gomidas tribute there. Yes, Gomidas. One of the after-casualties of the Armenian genocide, but still very much alive in the creativity he shared with the world. Can you go for one more?
Tarakusang Yerporersen Karakert Tarakusang Երբ թվում եմ ես ինձ խենդ ու մտքերս անիմաստ նոր տողերս են հալածում երկ դու ես իմ առագաստը տարակու սանք, երբ չապում են ինձ մեջ գիծ, տարակու սանք, երբ թթվում են ագանջիս ու դեմքերը անսվախ, իմ մտքերն եմ վերլուծում, երկ դու ես միակ իմ հարցը, տարակու սանք, երբ ոսկին է զրնգում, տարակու սանք, երբ աշխարն են կշրում ու մտքեր սել վայրաշունչ, փորձում են ոսկով կրդել, երկ դու ես միակ իմ վարձը, տարակու սանք, երբ ոտքեր սեն տրորում, տարակու սանք, երբ դագաղ են ինձ դնում, բայց ծնող մտքիս թափին, ինչ կարող է խանգարել, երկ դու ես իմ վերադարձը, տարակու սանք, երբ ձեռքերս են հոգնած.
A little different next step today. It is really the next step. It's celebrating. It's celebrating life, light, and love. Tomorrow, April 24th, marks the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. 1.5 million souls were lost. Innocent souls. We can look at it politically, and many people do. There's also an alternative to look at it spiritually. Spiritually, we have been uplifted, knowing that light has conquered, life has conquered. We are here, and we are alive. I look forward to being with you again next week. I look forward to being with you again. I look forward to being with you again here. We end today's podcast, and all of our music will, of course, be on our show notes. But with a reminder that tomorrow, April 24th, we have an opportunity to not just commemorate, to do something about it. We will be fasting here in Glendale for the children in Syria. We will be collecting donations for landmines in Artsakh. We will be collecting donations for the children who are being sold in human trafficking out of Armenia. We will be looking and gazing at the wonders of this spreading of love with our dear friends in Australia, in Canada, on the European continent, in Africa and South America, in Argentina, in Peru, and in Armenia. People extending their hands, putting their feet in the shoes of others, and helping others. Recognizing that we can't change the past, but certainly that past defines us today. Make it a special one for you. Want to get involved? We're at inhisshoes.org. I look forward to being with you again here next week as we continue to take the next step. On behalf of our producer, Susie, Ken, our engineer, this is Father Vasquez, sharing the blessing of the newly canonized saints.